Welcome to Making Room, a podcast inspiring people to accelerate change by being a catalyst, honoring creativity, and acting with courage. We are making room for the greatest potential of our community.
Everybody, welcome back to Making Room. I tell you what, we are spent in a good way, just emotionally moved from hearing from a Furu Cold Brewer. The best thing you can do, first of all, stop listening to this if you haven't, and go listen to the one before where interview a Furu Cold Brewer about being a catalyst. Y'all, it was extraordinary, and I think that's what I felt. I had a hard time even us having this conversation because it was so, so powerful. I'd love to hear from y'all.
Yeah, I was moved. In the episode, I joked about not shedding a tear, but I did not know what to expect. And she got me emotionally a couple times just because of how far ahead of her time she was and just seemed like an old spirit. And like I said, in a way, reminded me of everything that my wife and I try to instill in my daughter, particularly as an African-American young female, having that resiliency, having the just strength and just vision, and being able to say the things, use our own voice to say the things that even like as an adult, I'm like, oh, I can't say that anymore, right? But she said it, but then bring it back to it's all about love. It's all about connecting. It's all about relationships and being able to connect across these differences. I mean, it was just extremely powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was so overwhelmed by the conversation, and I too was holding back tears. I mean, just watching this 17-year-old girl who is speaking truth bombs of like left and right of so much of the experience that she's had and how she sees the world, but also that how she's living and engaging in the world. And, you know, she talked a lot about being self-aware,
right,
which really struck me because as I was talking to her, I even said on the episode, like, she has lived these experiences from young childhood and dealing with cancer and being isolated for such a long time. And then moving forward and kind of being able to be put in a position where she could have gone multiple directions and really choose this path of being able to be self-aware and use her strengths and her powers to make change in the community. I was thinking also about just, you know, we talk a lot about leadership and how there is a kind of typical way that leaders lead, and she talked about growth, and it reminded me that, like, even as leaders in our communities, like, we're still growing, we're still learning, and if we don't have that impact of self-awareness within ourselves, like, we can just continue to make decisions for communities without, you know, taking in that voice.
Mm. Yeah. I just wrote down that when you see potential in something so powerful as somebody like Kafuru, you just can't unsee that.
That's right.
And if we talked some that sometimes deeper than love is I see you. And because I am you, right? That we talked about this philosophy of Ubuntu, that I'm only a person through other persons. And part of what I think we're all so emotionally in a beautiful way is like, we can see that, but there's something she was igniting in each of us that I'll just say for me, she's igniting that power in my voice, that power in going forward, that deepening of purpose. And I feel personally like my voice feels different now just having been around that. And I think that's what we miss sometimes when we talk about connectivity across communities, across different backgrounds, whether it's socioeconomic, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, all the different dimensions of diversity, is that it makes room for us. It expands us. Yes, I expand when I'm around people who are different from me. I expand when I'm around people like her, who the clarity in how she speaks, it's just like I'm ready to run through a brick wall out there for change. Right. And the more we're close to that, that is so important to me.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, y'all got to take a listen to this clip. It's going to blow you away.
Literally, it's so much importance in seeing yourself in someone else, or seeing a form of love in someone else, regardless of what that is. Because honestly, going back to that quote, I really believe love can cure everything. Because honestly, you know what? I believe that our human nature is love. But the further we stray away from that, the harder it is to find our way back. Mm-hmm. And everything is a process. And it's just like, the world has many things wrong with it. Yeah, sure. But there's so many things that's right about it. And if we connect, like you said, on that relation, on that love, right, you never know what you might find out about someone, how you might connect with them, and then what y'all can create together. Right. And that's the goal. The goal is to create a better reality.
And I would highlight, too, just the importance of her being young. And you, John, mentioned in the interview that a lot of these sort of movements that we look over history have been led by young people. And I think looking back, we think they're just like so old, but they were young. They were like in their mm-hmm. teens and early 20s. And so sometimes what we just need to do to go back to making room is to allow someone like Ofuru to be her, not change her, not say, this is what I think you should do, or this is what you can't do, but you can do this. Just create the room for her to be her, put that support behind her so she can go off and be her and be great and do all the things we need her to do.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing both of you even say is that Ofuru was our catalyst on that episode, right? Like, we're all like ready to move and do yeah. and be just from a voice, right? She didn't lose anything by talking to us. Yeah. And we're all ready to move. Clear example of someone who has been a catalyst for others. And I would love for you guys to listen to this clip again from our past episode to just see that come to light.
Actually, when John told me you were a pediatrician, it actually like warmed my heart because at like I said, the first 4 years of my life was nothing but in the hospital.
It's a lot of us.
And when I tell you the nurses and doctors made that, mm-hmm. like I remember like, so this is actually so funny. Going back to the catalyst, okay? Going back to that.
We're just going to hand you the microphone.
Thinking about that, it's just like, okay, so I'm like 1.5 years old going in here, right? And I remember like I was the kid that didn't cry getting my blood drawn. It was just like, okay, I mean, they're going to do it. And I remember my doctors would go like to my room and pull me out to help the older kids.
Oh, gosh.
They'd be like, oh, come on, come hold such and such hand. They're freaking out about the needles. And I would like, she made room for me. She was like, come on, like, we need you. And I was just like, okay, let's go.
You were the child life specialist in the movie,
right? Right. And it was just like, like I said, going back to the catalyst, it's like she made room for me to be me and for me to continuously practice being such a positive young lady. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, even though I'm just now realizing it, it's like that meant everything. And that's why like pediatricians, like they just bring like so much like glow to my heart, because the way that you treat children is everything. Because we remember that even when we don't know we remember it.
If we're going to lead movements, like, we got to be moved, right? And mm-hmm. and we were moved by that. And I'm struck, much love to Communities and Schools of Charlotte. Your mother has been a site coordinator and a tremendous servant of this community there.
Yeah.
Shivani and I are currently on that board. And without that program, without Gambrell Foundation funding the difference makers for us to be up there in D.C. together, but in the context of we're exchanging value with each other to set it up, right? There's no hierarchy here, because when we talked about language and unlocking potential, CIS National just did something where they actually asked students, how do you want us to talk about you? And one of the things they found is like, can you stop saying at-risk youth? Mm-hmm. We're not at risk.
Yeah.
We want you to unlock our potential and remove barriers.
Sure.
And I think as we start thinking about language, is, you know, hey, this is not a low income neighborhood. It's a neighborhood experiencing an opportunity barrier. Mm-hmm. This is a child experiencing something. And the more we do that, I just had to give some love to CIS. It's changed me to have the relationship with her. She's still sitting in here with us. And as Brian said, our podcast producer, like, the energy, she just, like, it exploded in this room, and it's a presence, as I'm struck with, just a presence.
So, yeah, just take a listen to this clip for those of us looking for a role model and just hear and experience what we experienced.
So many adults told me, oh, girl, you dreaming too big.
That's right.
That's like adults' favorite thing. Oh, come on, let's what do adults say? I know y'all know what adults say. They'd be like,
You
stay the reality.
Tone it down. Let's get back to reality.
Let's get back to reality.
Baby steps.
Reality is what you make it. Yeah. That sounds good. And it's just like, don't tell me to get back to reality, because what you really want me to do is get back to your reality. Mm-hmm. Our realities are different. Like, reality is what you make it. And it's just like, my favorite thing is that I am so hopeful, and that I am a child, and I have not been conditioned. And I learned that very early, that you can learn throughout your life and you can adjust. But if you let anything or any amount of experiences take away your magic, that's where you've lost. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want to lose in that way.
Yeah, we are speechless. We're speechless. We're out of words, so we should probably just close out. Y'all should go
just
to
go
her
listen.
Stuff.
Please
go
listen. Follow her.
Yeah, and, you know, get a speaking opportunity. It won't just, like we talk about making room. You know, give it a shot. Right? There's nothing, I'll say personally, that we're working together in a consulting capacity, and nothing we haven't done yet with executive leaders, with cabinet leaders, that they haven't been like, who is that? Right? And it creates something in people. So, you know, go contact her, contact us. We'll get you in touch, figure out an opportunity. And what a special, special day.
We invite you to continue making room with us. You'll find this episode and all of our exciting and meaningful conversations on Apple, Spotify, or really anywhere you choose to listen to podcasts.
Join the Making Room movement and get more info at makingroomwithus.com or follow us on Instagram at Making Room With Us.
Thank you for showing up for us and each other. Until next time.
You are wonderful and full of truth. Just as you are. Just as you are. You are wonderful, so full of truth. Just as full of truth, just as you are, just as you are, you're welcome here, just as you are.